The other girls in her class who had left school at the age of 12 or 13, due to the pressures that their families had bestowed on them, Lena had refused to follow suit, insisting on completing her education. Why should she be penalised just for being born female? Why should she submit to a life doing what was expected of her? Instead, adamant to remain, schooled in a classroom of 11 boys, Lena had strived to be top of her class. Not only had Lena excelled in mathematics, but she was also fluent in English. Her teacher had been impressed. He had told Lena that she had mastered the language so well that eventually she'd be able to teach it herself. Lena had loved that idea, travelling the world, working as a teacher or a translator. Practising daily, she'd even started to educate her parents and her brother. Just the basic words of salutation, or naming the food they ate. She wanted to learn as much as she possibly could, so that, one day, she could have more than just what her parents had chosen for her. She didn't want to be stuck here in Albania as just somebody's wife or somebody's mother. It may have been enough for Nini, but it would never be enough for her. Lena wanted so much more. To be treated as an equal. To experience the same opportunities and freedom that her brother had. Unwilling to back down, she'd argued so intently that her parents had finally given in, insisting, in the end, that if Lena must continue with her schooling until she was 19, then she could, on the condition that Tariq chaperone her. Only now it seemed that fate had played out a cruel hand. Staring down at him, she could see that Tariq was hurt, maybe dead. "And it's all my fault," a voice screamed in Lena's head. "Help me, please, somebody!" Shouting hysterically, Lena finally found her voice as she prayed that someone would come to her aid. "Help me, please!" Lena caught the gaze of a woman across the road, her eyes pleading with her to help her, but all that stared back at her was the woman's fear. With an apologetic look, the woman put her head down and kept walking, pretending that she hadn't seen. Crying now, desperate, Lena scoured the street, looking for anyone that might help her. But the dusty road was almost deserted. School had finished. People were already indoors, evading the mid-afternoon scorching heat. A single car passed by. Slowing down, the people inside stared out from behind the glass windows, but they didn't stop to help her. They didn't dare.
"Pick her up,"
the taller man shouted now, directing the shorter man. He did as he was told, grabbing her roughly from behind, clamping his hand over her mouth to mute her cries. Lena saw their car. It was a battered-looking, bright blue Mercedes, covered in flaky patches of orange rust. The back door was wide open, the engine running.
"They are going to take me?"
Gripped with fear, Lena dug her heels into the dry mud, trying her hardest to resist as one of the two men tried to grab at her feet, but it was no use. The men were much stronger than her. Overpowering her, they lifted her off the ground, hauling her over to their car. A hand came from behind her, clamping tightly across her mouth, making her gag for breath, silencing her. Lena struggled to break free, but her attempts only caused the men to hold on to her tighter.
"Stay still, you stupid bitch,"
the man's voice was commanding. He was losing patience. The sternness of his tone indicated that he'd had enough of her not complying.
"Do as you are told, or you will be punished."
"Punished?" Lena twisted her head back to where her brother lay, sprawled out on the ground, motionless. Hadn't they punished her enough already? She had no idea who they were or what they wanted. All she knew was that she couldn't let them take her. Her brother needed her. Despite feeling helpless, Lena couldn't just leave him like this. Kicking and clawing at the men like a wild cat as they tried to force her onto the back seat, her body convulsing, Lena fought to break free from her abductors. If she got inside this car, maybe she'd suffer the same fate as all the girls before her.